SBS Radio.
Spoštovani poslušalci, drage poslušalke, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Avstralci so širom države obeležili tako imenovani nacionalni dan obžalovanja za vse grozote, ki so jih staroselci utrpeli skozi zgodovino. To je tudi začetek tako imenovanega tedna sprave, ko voditelji staroselskih ljudstev izobražujejo ostale prebivalce o pomembnosti zgodovine. Novico sta pripravili Samantha Beniak-Brooks in Natasja Tej. 20 let je minilo od prvega dneva obžalovanja in le desetletje, odkar je na to temo spregovorila vlada. Za mnoge situacija ostaja nespremenjena. Starešino aboriginov Rita Wright so ugrabili pri 2 letih. Spominja se prisilnega dela na kmetiji in življenja v kokošnjaku.
We still don't know how to say mum, you know. We call the people in the home mum and dad, yeah.
Rita je sedaj pomirjena, saj je lani našla svojo biološko mater.
This took me down town and this showed me off. Say, my daughter, come on, my daughter, come on, you know. And it was a beautiful feeling knowing that I belong somewhere.
Ta teden se je z vlado sestalo društvo babic staroselcev. Število otrok, ki so v skrbi pri tujih družinah, je še vedno visoko. Christine Noiray Palmer, borka proti oduzemu otrok, je povedala.
It's increasing and that's the most damaging part of just looking it on down on paper, you know. I was so appalled of talking to a young lady whose child has been adopted. You know, and that's where the government is heading, to adopt our children to non-indigenous people.
V Paramati v New South Walesu zastave visijo na pol droga v znak žalovanja za žrtvami izgubljene generacije. Starešina Greg Sims pravi.
I want people to say sorry. I just want people to acknowledge what has really happened in this country.
Sims pravi, da je prihodnost v rokah izobraženih.
We're going to learn. We're not going to go backwards, we're going to go forward. Because all those people that are here today, white people, they're part of us too. We don't say, oh, you white fellas over there, you black fellas here. We're all one people. I don't care what anyone says.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.